770-5790, toll free, 1-800-687-0790. You can send in your thoughts, Chad at KFYO.com. That's Chad at KFYO.com. Also remember that you can still get in your predictions for 2014. Now, here are a few of my predictions. A few predictions for 2014. We'll start with city council. I believe the city council will move further to the left. They will jet further and further to the left. They will get rid of the last-minute sign-ups for citizen comments. I believe that you will see higher taxes being pushed by the Lubbock City Council in 2014, and there will be a growth of big government because they've got to step in and they've got to create some new ordinances to protect us from ourselves. They have to do it. They have to. And so I believe that you will see the Lubbock City Council move further to the left when it comes to 2014. The race for District 19 in the Republican primary will be a circus. It will absolutely be a circus. And I believe that Randy Neugebauer will win at the end of the day. I think that Republicans in Congress will cave on immigration and they will cave on the minimum wage. Minimum wage will go up, but it'll go up in little increments like it did last time. So you will see both the minimum wage and immigration be big topics from the Democrats in 2014. I think you'll see Republicans cave in because they don't want to offend anybody. Democrats will hold on to the Senate. And the housing market will continue to decline. If you've seen the news lately, for the past 3 months, bad numbers in the housing market. And as Obamacare continues, as the economy, they say, gets better. I don't know. As people continue to make less and less money, you will see the housing market continue to decline. So those are just a few of my predictions. I guess I don't have anything real upbeat on my predictions for 2014. Sorry, I just, given 2013, I just look ahead in 2014 and go, ooh, going to be a little difficult. Maybe Republicans will surprise me, though. Maybe. Ariel, do you have any predictions?
I do, and unfortunately, then none of them are upbeat either.
Okay.
I predict, first of all, more bad news is going to come out about Obamacare that will make people mad, but not mad enough for anyone to vote Democrats out of the Senate.
Okay.
Number two, I predict there will be some sort of scandal coming out of either the Obama administration or the Democratic Party, but everyone's going to conveniently forget about it by the time midterm elections roll around. So no worries for the Democrats there.
All right.
And number three, I predict we're going to hear a lot more stupid stories about schools that are trying to be more politically correct and inclusive to everyone and completely overreacting over zero tolerance policies. So yeah, more Pop-Tart guns, more spineless superintendents and principals, all that good stuff.
Okay, yeah, I could see that. You don't have any good predictions. I mean, this is
basically
kinda sad.
More of the same but worse.
Yeah. This is just kind of sad right now. Man, I feel bad. 770-5790, toll free, 1-800-687-0790. Just no good predictions out there. Even from some of the listeners, we had some listeners who predicted that you would have the stock market crash. We had that the economy would crash. We had that prediction this year. We also had a prediction of a large power outage. Who knows? Maybe we'll be wrong. Maybe it'll be all good news going into 2014, right? Maybe the Democrats and President Obama will wake up and say, we've been on the wrong track all along. I don't think that's going to happen. Want to thank everyone for tuning in this year. Seriously, though, we appreciate you being out there, tuning in to the program, and sending in your thoughts via email, also calling in and participating in this show. It's one of the shows out there where we encourage and we love listener interaction, whether it be through email, whether it be through social media, whether it be on the phones. Unlike the Lubbock City Council, we like people to interact with us. See, I had to get a shot in there. I had to get just a little bit of a shot in. And we appreciate you tuning in every day, tuning in to see what we're going to be talking about and what you guys want to talk about. And so we hope you have a Merry Christmas. Hope everyone gets to spend a little bit of time with family, with friends. Next week, we are taking the week off. We will be back on the air after the new year. I think January 2nd is when we're back on. On the 30th and 31st, we will have Paul Bean filling in. And I'm sure he may actually have something to say about this little city council decision to stop putting public comments out there on TV. I'm sure he'll have something to say about that. For everyone, yes, on the... Okay, there we go. Drive-by caller, we are 1 year closer to kicking Obama out of office. Okay, there you go. See, we're ending the show on a positive note. I don't think we even did that last year. We always end the show on a downer when we're going into the new year. All right, so we're 1 year closer, folks.